Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Eric Zane Show podcast is brought to you by the Steffes Group of Keller Williams Realty. That's right. I got a realtor. And some of you might be like, hey, you know what? I think we're going to sell. My goodness, where do we begin? Well, you know what you should do is you should interview two or three realtors, man. Find out the one you like the most. But I'm telling you, you're going to love Henry. Just give him a shot. If you want more information about where you can find Henry Steffes of the Steffes Group of Keller Williams Realty, go to my website, ericzaneshow.com. Click on Henry's logo. It's the one with the cute little glasses that Henry wears on his handsome face, and off you go. For buying a home, for selling a home, he does it all. The Steffes Group of Keller Williams Realty. Henry sponsors my email as well. The Eric Zane Show inbox brought to you by the Steffes Group of Keller Williams Realty. Yep. Let's get this mess underway. Eric Zane. Stu McAllister. Warren D. Redheaded Stevie. Brett. Eric Zane. Eric Zane. Whoa, yes.
Eric Zane.
My goodness, welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Smack dab in the... Oh, damn it, hold on. Let me do that again. I screw that up every time. Smack dab in the middle of Hudsonville, Michigan, and what a beautiful, glorious day it was today. It is right now, in fact, still is going on because, hell, it's not even 5 o'clock. Just loving the fact that the sun, we see so much more of that. There is nothing better than that. You know, going for the walk today with the dogs, I'm like, it's causing a little bit of stress on the dogs. It's starting to get a little bit, Magoog. Hello. Good afternoon to you. That's my old radio partner, Tony Magoo, checking in, and he totally distracted me, but in a good way, because he is one of the finest people that I have ever known. There was a period in my life that I haven't talked about that often. And this is one of the most talented people in radio that I've ever known. And doing a monologue, a one-guy show like this, I can trace back to my time with a gentleman by the name of Tony Magoo from Buffalo, New York. Made some great made some radio stations really, really great by his presence on them in Buffalo, South Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee, on and on and on. One of the finest heroes you'll find, as he's a combat veteran in Vietnam. And I was very, very proud to have worked with that gentleman. And I'm excited that he is enjoying this, hopefully enjoying this right now. All right. But as I was saying, just fantastic weather. So here we go, man. Spring is in the air. Windows open. You're getting rid of that stale AIDS air inside of your house. Oh, my gosh. What a winner. Love that. As we do this show from the Back Alley Comedy Club studio. And I will remind you, please, as you're, because, you know, we obviously have the audio, which folks get at a different time of the day. But for the folks that are enjoying this on Facebook, share. I cannot stress enough how helpful it is when people share on Facebook. So just right now, while you're watching, if you could just share that bad boy, and away we go. Speaking of Back Alley Comedy Club, couple of things. First of all, Saturday, DJ Dangler, which sounds like a porn name, is appearing at Back Alley Comedy Club on Saturday night. Also, comedian Chris Kattan, Saturday Night Live alum, movie star Chris Kattan, Monday at Back Alley Comedy Club in Muskegon. The first show sold out. They added a second show, and they want to fill that one too. So if you're a fan of all of Chris's work, my gosh, it would be great for you to check out his show. He is Monday at Back Alley Comedy Club in Muskegon. If you want tickets for the second show because you missed out on the first one, go to backalleycomedyclub.com. All right. I don't have as much time as I want to talk that like I normally do on the podcast today. I'd like to keep it 35 to 45 ballpark of. But unfortunately, the day got a little long. And the amount of time that I can spend with you on the free podcast is a little bit limited today because I have to go with the crew at the Kids Food Basket today, where we're volunteering a couple hours of time for each of us, 40 of us strong, putting in some time working to make the sack lunch. I almost just said sack lunch for the kids. And it's going to be a good time, good camaraderie, nice a touchy-feely deal. I'll shoot video of that. Looking forward to seeing you all there. That gets started at about 6. We'll see you there, Megan. 6 to 8, we'll be doing it. If you wanted to attend, I'm sorry, you can't. You actually have to have signed up. But we'll be doing more of these. So I'm really looking forward to doing at least once a quarter, hanging out with the folks on with the kids' food basket. Vicky Helmer is the lady who is more than likely going to win our Eric Zane Show podcast NCAA bracket tournament challenge. She's been making the rounds, dropping hints here and there that she is on the verge of winning this thing. So that is awesome. Vicky, it looks like you have got it wrapped up. That means you got a brand new Eric Zane Show podcast t-shirt. I will be in touch. And your name will be engraved on the Eric Zane Show podcast Perpetual Trophy of Greatness. It's a terrible name for a trophy, and I haven't really put much thought into what the hell I can name it. But I'm going to have a trophy fabricated with your name on it. You get to take it home for a period of time, but you must give it back, like the Stanley Cup, after you parade it around to your friends and family, because I know that's what you're going to want to do. Such a historic victory for you in winning the tournament challenge. So you got Virginia and, Texas Tech, who, man, that team has just done an amazing job this year. They beat a team that a lot of people around here love, the Michigan State Spartans. No easy task for them, but they've done it. And so they're taking on Virginia. The way Virginia won their game, I didn't mention this on yesterday's podcast. That was stunning. The fact that the ref called a foul as that dude put up that three-pointer. Crazy, crazy balls on that ref. Holy crap. You do not see refs make that call. But he did make contact, and Well, that's the way it goes, man. You know, you get a lot of people that say, oh, you don't make that call. BS. You do make that call. Absolutely. You got to understand there's two teams trying to win this damn game. And if the ref sees, you know what? That is a legit thing. Dude has to make three free throws. His dad mouths to him, you got this? Holy crap. That's drama, man. That's what the basketball tournament's all about. His team was down two, and he makes all three. That's the game. Terrific. My goodness. Auburn goes down. The championship game happens tonight. When we get back from Kids Food Basket, I'm going to record the second Patreon bonus podcast. I'm feeling pretty good about Patreon these days. We've slowly been kind of digging out of a hole ever since the Ben takedown. It's been awful. But that and, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, at the beginning of the month, it's always a little bit crispy and weird, but it seems to be clawing back. So I'm very, very thankful for you all. If you ever want to really move the meter with the Eric Zane Show podcast, I'm entirely dependent upon the sponsorships, which I just signed a new one, which I'll tell you about tomorrow. People who buy T-shirts and people who appreciate the content so much that they want more of it and are willing to give me $5 or $10 a month. That's it. That is the only thing we are doing right now in order to stay afloat. And because of you, we have been able to for the past 3+ months. And I'm really proud of that. And I'm really thankful for you guys for doing that. I mean, that is a great thing. And I will always give you my best. Be honest with you, I think that as I got started doing this podcast, sitting here talking to a camera every day for extended time, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, depending on what I put up every single day, is a real learning curve. God, what a dunce. There's a real learning curve to that. And being able to keep momentum and understand that, you know, and timing and things like that, it's a bitch. It's a bitch to figure this out. But once you get it going, it's kind of like it doesn't, It runs on its own. So I am very, very appreciative for the patience that you've given me in trying to build this show. So thanks so much. My gosh. Today, big news around the household. It appears that Jim, Aubrey, and my grandkids will be moving out. And this is a big thing for them because, you know, there was a real a problem in September and a hardship issue. And, all right, come on in. We opened up the home, and yes, we understand that you need a place to stay. So that was that. I'm not going to say it was the easiest thing. We've had our ups and downs, but I think for the most part, I can count on one hand the major like blow-ups that we've had, which does happen when you combine families like that. And all in all, I think it's gone pretty well. Considering Jim's gotten a great job at an awesome company that he's done very, very well at called In On Time. That is a logistics and warehousing company not far from here. And they are really, really great to work for. I've got a number of people that listen to this podcast who know or work for the folks at In On Time. So I'm eternally grateful that they were able to find a place for him. And he loves that job. So that's good. Him trying to rebuild from scratch is a great thing. You know, I think that, you know, it's been, it hasn't been the easiest for them, but they're getting there. Young people figure it out, and they are too. So now that's like they finally found a place to stay where they can do their own thing. That's something that they wanted to do for a long time because it's tough when you live at somebody's house. You know, your privacy is minimal. And it's a different world. So I'm super stoked about that. Another thing I'm super stoked about is here's the thing. I went downstairs where most of their stuff is, and I can honestly tell you, I have never seen a more catastrophic display of organizing. It is like a tornado blew through the basement of my home. I mean, I'm not kidding you. If there had been a tornado, the basement would have been more organized than what it's like. It's like they took the clothes that they brought with them for the kids and just said, hey, let's play a game. What is it? Let's see if we can cover every square inch of carpeting with clothes. I'm not kidding you. And they're clean. They're everywhere. You would not believe the stuff on the floor of this basement. And then in the other portion of the house, it's like, hey, I got a great idea. What? Let's see how long we can keep the actual toys from being put away. Oh, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to, is actually reclaiming portions of the house that have been completely gone. It's like, this has been my room. Oh, by the way, yeah, losing the job in January did make things a little bit scary, considering that the big breadwinner in the home is now Jim. So, all right, there you go. There's that. And then Jim, it was hilarious because he's like, hey, Dad, I want to get a place to stay. Will you co-sign for rent? And first of all, I wouldn't do that because I said, Jim, you know, if I could, I wouldn't enable you in this way. Why? I go, because I can't be on the hook with you anymore. You're 24 years old. Go figure it out. I cannot do this. And besides, I can't. Why? Well, I don't want to write down on the application when it says, what do you do for a living? Podcaster. Because I don't know how that's going to fly. I make wacky videos and hope people give me $5 or $10. I don't know if that's going to work on the application. So he apparently was able to get this done on his own by some grace of God. And I'm super stoked about that. So good job to them. Now get the hell out so I can watch Game of Thrones downstairs on a TV that it was meant to be watched. April 14th, Game of Thrones returns. I, for one, am very excited. I watched a little bit. I watched some clips on YouTube just to kind of restoke the fire for this terrific series. If you have not yet watched anything of this, well, yeah, you can still catch up, I guess. It would take you a long time because we're talking about years of material from HBO. But probably one of the greatest things that I've ever seen on television. Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, right up there. Game of Thrones. I mean, there isn't much television that is better than that. It's like a movie. It's better than a movie. And I'm wondering if they will even set the stage for a film now. I think that might be the rumor, but I guess I don't really follow it as much as some people. So I'm super looking forward to that. It premieres on the 14th on HBO. I brought back my HBO just for that, and a couple other things on HBO. So I'm really, really excited about that. Now, the video that is going around big time viral. This gymnast. Wow. Woohoo. Knows how to break them. Boy, does she. This was a, this, in terms of, I don't know why that does that. Damn it, it's supposed to fade. Let me try it again. Oh, yeah, I think it's a gymnast. Broke her legs. Holy crap. A young lady from, I believe it's Auburn, was competing. And, man, when I saw this, I was just shocked. What a horrible thing, because, you know, I've seen a lot of bad breaks and I've gotten a little better at watching them. The Alex Smith, I believe is his name, for the Washington Redskins, he broke his leg this year. And he broke it on the actual anniversary date of the Theismann break, another Redskin quarterback. Well, what I'm about to play you the audio for here, and you can see the video at ericzancho.com. Click on In the News. It's the third one down. Is a is 10 times worse than the floppity Theismann muppety leg jackety flippity floppity thing. And Alex Smith combined. Sorry, I can't say words today. Remember wrestler Sid Vicious broke his leg one time and it was all flippity wiggly wobbly inside of his wrestling boot. This makes that look like a hangnail. This is probably the most gruesome leg break that has ever broken, ever. Congratulations to walking with a cane to Samantha Serio, a young lady, 5 foot tall, senior from Huntersville, North Carolina. It couldn't have been a better camera angle of this double whammy, flippity, crackety, breakety thing. But she was doing one of those tumbling runs that you see. Remember that video, that lady from UCLA? She was doing all those great, fun, great dance moves, and then she would do a tumbling run. That's what this young lady was doing. And so she does this crazy, gets up a crazy amount of speed, and she flips and then sticks the landing. But most of the time, you're supposed to, stick your hands up and congratulations. And her both legs, she broke two legs in the same spot. The legs went flippity-jackety-floppity-muppity. And they also came unraveled. So they broke in half, and they became dislocated. So if she didn't have skin, this is so gross, to hold in the broken, shattered legs, they would have flown off like when a car crashes in Daytona and the parts go flying into the fence there and hit the fans and a carburetor hits some guy in the face. That's what would have happened here. If it hadn't been for leg meat, the flippity bone floppity would have flown out and never to be recovered again. This is the worst leg break that has ever occurred. This makes Kevin Ware from Louisville, when DeBone was popping out of the skin, look like no big deal. So now you won't hear the bones shattering here on this audio that I'm about to play for you. You'll hear these announcers. If that's something you can handle, get a reaction video. Husbands, watch it and then make your wives watch it and get a reaction video and send it to me. I've been posting reaction videos on Twitter. By the way, Ben says, a carburetor, LOL, it must be. There's no way in hell that a carburetor is on a Daytona 500 stock car. So anyway, give me a reaction video and send it to me. I posted a video of Jim on Twitter watching the flippity floppity, and then Diana and Madison watched the muppety jackety. Here we go.
Aerospace engineering major.
Such an impressive young lady.
That'd be incredible if she wasn't an aerospace engineer major and was actually a knee surgeon or something like that. What the hell just happened? All right, there it is.
An aerospace engineering major.
Yeah.
Such an impressive young lady.
Yeah,
let's see how high she flies right here.
Yep.
Ooh.
And I think she may be hurt. It looked like that ankle came down very awkwardly, and she is obviously in some pain.
Yeah, there is. Okay.
Tough land.
Now, she did not move, and she just kind of put her head down. I think she's one of those weirdo kids who has like no pain threshold, or it's like really, really high or something. But that the idiot who said, I think he really, really hurt. I mean, his reaction is way, way wrong. The lady goes, ooh, because she just saw the legs crumble a fold in half like a Portuguese man of war. The dummy that said, it looks like her ankle's a little twisted. What a dumbass. Because the legs broke flimmy flammy, and then the knee was protruding out, and there was all sorts of distorted dislocation flimmy mlammy. Holy crap.
An aerospace engineering major.
Such an impressive young lady.
Let's see how high she flies right here.
Let's see. Yep. Ooh.
Now let's see how much her legs break right here.
And I think she may be hurt. It looked like that.
She may be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life.
Like that ankle came down very awkwardly.
I think she was going to be in rehab for about 5 years.
Awkwardly, and she is obviously in some pain.
Let's see how high she can fly. All right, so this is a must-see for you animals who like this sort of thing. And you can see it at my website, ericzaneshow.com. Click on In the News. It's the third one down. Really, really messed up. All right. I have more to talk about. Rhonda says, I wish I could unsee that. It's easily the worst leg break in the history of leg breaks. No doubt, nothing worse. I am going to Kids Food Basket, my friends. I will tell you that it is going to be an awesome time packing food for the kids. And I got the Patreon bonus podcast afterwards. If you want more of the Eric Zane Show podcast, sign up on Patreon. Get that also at the website, ericzaneshow.com. Click on it. $5 breathes life into this family. I appreciate your help. Talk to you later.